This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 528. Today we hear from Chuck, who asks,
has science fiction changed since the puppies came on the scene?
I have been seeing a lot more werewolves in the genre. But no, seriously. What he's talking about, for those of you who aren't in the know, is there is a protracted political fight going on in science fiction over who will control the awards, the major awards, the Hugos and the Nebulas. There's three groups of people that are fighting over this. One of them wants ultra-right-wing views to be of primary importance in the voting slates. Another is wanting the genre to return to the golden age of science fiction. And the third is wanting the genre to be controlled by the contemporary intelligentsia. And they're all fighting, and it's very, very ugly. And frankly, my reaction to the whole thing has been to not go to science fiction conventions. I know people on every side of this ridiculous argument. These ridiculous arguments have happened before in fandom because the lower the stakes are in any particular area, the more passionate people tend to get about it. And I really don't like watching people whose company I enjoy and whose work I enjoy ripping each other apart and showing the worst parts of their characters over what basically amounts to an intramural college fight. Science fiction is a ghetto, and the stakes about the awards are unbelievably low when considered through a historical lens or even a broader cultural lens. I love science fiction. It is not the most popular genre in the world anymore, like it was in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Mystery and crime are the most popular non-romance genre in the world, and of course, romance is the most popular genre in the world. So if you're going to have major intramural fights about an award, it should probably be in one of those genres. I don't have a dog in this fight. I really don't care. The things about science fiction that changed that I have noticed and that have kept me away from a lot of newer science fiction don't have anything to do with any of this stuff. It has to do with a bit of a monoculture, a generational monoculture among late boomers and early Gen Xers, all of whom went to college, very few of whom have had blue-collar jobs, very few of whom have had a lot of direct experience, cultural experience outside, a lot of bubble-like enclaves in suburbia and at college and whatnot. And for someone of my taste profile, that makes a lot of science fiction kind of dull. Which is a shame, because there are a lot of great story ideas and a lot of really fantastic craft. But there is an inarticulable kind of strangeness that I look for when I go to science fiction that I personally have not been finding much in science fiction written since about 2005. I don't think that situation will last forever, and I keep looking at the new shelves, occasionally hoping that I'll find something new, and occasionally I do. One of the things that's happened is a lot of the really original voices in science fiction have defected to the indie market, because the economics in science fiction are so terrible, being as it is the fourth most popular genre. So you can make a living as an indie science fiction author, it's very, very difficult to make one traditionally published. Whereas if you're in the romance field, because the field is so much bigger, many more people make a living traditionally published in romance than do in any other genre. Probably the percentages are about the same, but the demand for science fiction books overall is a lot lower, so they support a lot fewer big sellers through the traditional publishing houses. So my advice, if you want interesting science fiction, is to go to the indie market. Some of the most original stuff I have read in the last 20 years has come out of the indie market. Nathan Lowell's stuff, Andy Weir's book. I wish Andy Weir would write some more books. That first book was a lot of fun. Terry Mixon's stuff, which is not quite my bag, but it's a lot of fun. Some of Rob Kress's stuff. Some of it's not really my taste, but some of it is just bloody hilarious. Like his Rex Nihilo series and his Mercury Falls series are hysterical. If you like completely unhinged zaniness. These are all indie voices, and some of them have gone crossover, but the indie is where it's at for original science fiction these days, I think. I'm just not seeing a lot of traditionally published science fiction that even draws my interest anymore. I don't have a dogmatic stance about it, and every once in a while I'm pleasantly surprised, but I think the way that science fiction has changed since the puppies got involved is that all the interesting authors left. Not because of the puppies, but probably because the fragmentation of the field induced by the market shift also created the occasion for the puppy wars to begin. That's my read on the situation anyway. For what it's worth, I'm just a guy who likes to write, and I try desperately not to get involved in intramural politics because the opinions of other authors, wonderful though they are to socialize with, and fortunate though I count myself to have many among my friends, the opinions of other authors about my work does not matter. It's the opinions of the fans that I care about. And I would advise you, if you want to keep your sanity and preserve whatever friendships you make among other authors, to cultivate the same kind of attitude. If your opinion of your work is based on the respect of who you consider your peers in the arts, you're in for a lot of trouble. The arts are populated by people who are desperate for approval. On some level, some of us appear more stable than others. Some of us probably are more stable than others. I don't know where I put myself on that field. But you do not go out and spend your life trying desperately to touch the hearts of other people, to get into the heads and control the minds of other people, and to get other people to send you fan mail and money if there isn't something inside you that desperately wants recognition. And anytime you get that many narcissists in a room, they're going to start forming camps and carving each other up for roasts. So, make friends with your peers, by all means, because artists, in spite of all of that, tend to be really interesting people with really good hearts. But don't put your opinion of your work and your professional standing in the hands of other authors. Their opinion doesn't matter. What matters is the audience. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.